From the News Center, a news focus.
A recent hearing of the House Education Committee focused on the impact of the pandemic on the mental health of students. State Department of Education official Dr. Sherry Smith said there are indications that frequent transitions to remote learning and other stressors during the pandemic have had an impact on students' mental health.
While mental health data from the pandemic continues to be collected, we know that prior to the pandemic, over 20% of the students were experiencing some level of mental health concerns, and that number has risen.
Dr. Smith talks about what the department has done to address the mental health needs of educators and students during this time.
PDE collaborated with the intermediate units and other interagency state partners to provide universal supports for educators, families, and students. We expect there to be even greater needs next school year as students fully return to in-person instruction. Research and other experience tells us that chronic absenteeism and lack of connection to school staff negatively impact students' mental health, as well as their academic and social success. It is our collective responsibility as mental health professionals, educators, and policymakers to do everything within our power to help every student.
Smith adds that the Department of Education has received a $1 million federal grant to study the impact of the pandemic on K-12 students. She said the department is encouraging schools to use the American Rescue Plan elementary and secondary school emergency relief funds to address the social, emotional, and mental health needs of students. Smith says mental health services for students must be a priority as we move beyond the pandemic.
Schools are expected to return to in-person instruction this fall. Students are eager to learn and return to a sense of normalcy. But to do that, we must continue to develop partnerships and expand efforts to support and enhance the emotional and social wellness and mental health services.
With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.